Al Bayan Radio presents The Perfect Example, a concise explanation of the depiction of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify there is no deity worthy of worship except He, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we continue this brief explanation of a Shama'il al-Muhammadiyyah, the depiction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the author, al-Imam al-Hafidh, Abu Isa Muhammad ibn Isa al-Tirmidhi, known to us as al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. Alhamdulillah, died at the age of 69 years of age and lived between 210 Hijri and 279 Hijri. Alhamdulillah, we have reached up to chapter 47 out of this 56 chapter book. So alhamdulillah, not long to go, and we have reached to Babu ma ja'a fi tawadu'i Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reports pertaining to the humility of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah Razak al-Badr said, humility is to show kindness in treatment and interaction, and to also refrain from false pride and arrogance. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, for indeed, O Muhammad, you are of the most upright, perfect of moral character. And this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model as a whole, as a Muslim and non-Muslim. Non-Muslims will benefit from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dealings and ways with people, and this should only lead them to becoming a believer and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be worshipped. The first hadith I'll mention in this chapter, عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم إنما أنا عبد فقول عبد الله ورسوله. Umar ibn al-Khattab narrates in this hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not overpraise me as the Christians overpraised Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. I am just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so call me the slave of Allah and his messenger. Now we know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed many boundaries, and he guided his ummah to that which is befitting and benefiting for them in this life and hereafter. Now he, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only due to his humility, only wanted to be called a slave of Allah and a messenger of Allah, but this was also to prevent his ummah from being overpraised by them. So this will lead to that which the Christians did with Isa. They overpraised him so much so that they began to call him the son of God. Now this is an overpraise, and this is of course incorrect, and Isa alayhi salam is not worthy of this statement, nor is it true in any way, shape or form. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his humility, only wanted to be called a slave of Allah. عن أنس بن مالك أن امرأة جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت له إن لي إليك حاجة فقال اجلسي في أي طريق المدينة شئت أجلس إليك. Anas ibn Malik reports, رضي الله عنه, a woman came to the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and she said, I wish to speak to you in private. He replied, choose any street of Al-Madinah and I will come there and listen to you. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his humility, a woman he does not know, he is a companion, he is a husband, he is a leader, he is our role model, صلى الله عليه وسلم, a companion, a person who was there for people to lean upon, people to seek counsel in, for him to attend to the people's needs. This woman only asked to speak to Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in private. So he told her, go choose a street in Al-Madinah and I will come to you and listen to what you need to say. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will go to her, and he also told her to choose a place where she feels is most comfortable. Now something very important before moving to the next hadith. An-Nawawi said, this hadith does not condone sitting with women in privacy, as the Prophet of Allah made it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a point to meet her in public. They met on the road, and though people were passing by, no one could hear her question as she wanted to ask it in private. So that's very important to understand regarding this hadith. An Anas ibn Malik qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعود المريض ويشهد الجنائز ويركب الحمار ويجيب دعوة العبد وكان يوم بني قريظة على حمار مخطوم بحبل من ليف وعليه إكاف من ليف. Anas ibn Malik also informs us in this hadith that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the sick, and we know this is from the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would sit at the head of the sick person and inquire about the condition of the person's health. He would also attend the funerals, and this the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk there with sadness, and he would speak little, and he would be engaged in contemplation of the event sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rode on donkeys and accepted invitations from slaves. And on the day of the battle of Banu Qurayza, he rode upon a donkey. The reins of this donkey were made from date palm leaves, and the saddle was also made from date palm leaves. This is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was sent to humanity, and he is the one we follow. This is the humanity of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Anas ibn Malik qala kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yud'a ila khubz ash-sha'ir wal ihalati as-sanikha fayujibu wa laqad kana lahu dir'un 'inda yahudi fama wajada ma yakuffuha hatta mat. Anas ibn Malik also narrates this hadith saying that the Prophet of Allah accepted the invitations to places where bread made of barley and old fat was served, the stale fat. And he mentions that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an armor that he left as a rahan, as you could say a mortgage, to a Jew, and he passed away without possessing a sufficient amount to release it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this armor for him to receive a transaction, to receive something of food, and he left this armor with him. So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot pay back this that he purchased of him, he will sell the armor and he will take the money, his rights from this. This is the Jewish man. Now the armor was released by Abu Bakr after the death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he handed this to Ali ibn Abi Talib. So we take from this the humility of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أنس بن مالك قال حج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على رحل رث وعليه قطيفة لا تساوي 4 دراهم فقال اللهم اجعله حجا لا رياء فيه ولا سمعة. أنس بن مالك narrated that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم performed حج upon an old worn saddle. On it was a piece of cloth, the value of which did not equate to 4 dirhams. He supplicated to Allah, oh Allah, make this حج one that has no element of showing off or seeking fame, صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن أنس بن مالك قال لم يكن شخص أحب إليه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وكانوا إذا رأوه لم يقوموا لما يعلمون من كراهته لذلك. Anas also narrates this, and we understand and we see so many hadith by Anas رضي الله عنه narrating, because we know he was his slave for many years رضي الله عنه. He said there was no individual more beloved to the companions than the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. When they saw him, they would not stand up, as they knew that he disliked this. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not like for those to stand, because he wished not for them to overpraise him. And this is what An-Nawawi said in regarding to this. He said he disliked them standing up for him because he feared that this will lead to overglorifying him. Just as he stated, do not overpraise me. However, he did not dislike that they stand up for each other, because they stood up for some of his companions and they stood up for other people in his presence, and he did not object this. See, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mind for them to stand up to one another, but when it came to him, so he could stop all form of possibly overglorifying him that may lead to displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and may lead to the gravest of sins, which is shirk, he cut this off. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humility, putting his himself aside and thinking about that which is better for him and his ummah in the future. عن أنس بن مالك قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أهدي إلي كراع لقبلت ولو دعيت عليه لأجبت. أنس بن مالك narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, even if the foot of a goat was gifted to me, I would accept this, and even if I was invited to eat from it, I would surely accept this invitation. Two beautiful things. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even if he was gifted, he would take this. And we've mentioned previously, the Prophet Muhammad does say and has said, تَهَادُ تَحَابُ, giving gifts you will gain, and it will strengthen one's love for one another. So even if a gift of a goat's foot was given to him, he would take it. And he would give a beautiful smile to this opposite person, the person giving, and he would make him feel like Alhamdulillah, he has done something and brought delight to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would also accept the invitation to eat from this. Now Ibn Battal said, this is because these acts confirm the bond between people, and the invitation for food cannot be given unless this bond is present between others. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strove much, my brother and sister in Islam, to strengthen the brotherhood and the sisterhood, even if it was being invited to an invitation such as this. عن يحيى ابن أبي الهيثم العطار قال سمعت يوسف ابن عبد الله ابن سلام قال سماني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوسف وأقعدني في حجره ومسع على رأسه. يوسف ابن عبد الله ابن سلام رضي الله عنه reported the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم named me Yusuf, and he put me on his lap, and then he wiped his hand over my head. Now in this hadith identifies the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he actually used to give attention to not only the old but the young also. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to name people of the good name, and so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Yusuf. And he wiped over his head. This, of course, when somebody older than or somebody older does this to a younger person, it actually motivates the person and it builds their self-esteem and alhamdulillah gives them confidence. And this Rasulullah ﷺ instilled this into not only the young companions but also the old companions. We'll end off with this last hadith of this chapter, the chapter of humility of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن عمرة قالت قيل لعائشة ماذا كان يعمل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته؟ قالت كان بشرا من البشر يفلي ثوبه ويحلب شاته ويخدم نفسه. This hadith, there is an order also in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad للبخاري. Amra reports that someone asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what was the normal routine of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at home? She replied, he was a man from amongst the men. He himself removed anything that was attached to his clothing, milked his goats, and did all of his work himself. Now this here, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example for any working man or any man that is at home, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not neglect his home chores, nor was he reliant upon those around him, whether it was his wife nor his servants. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take it upon himself to do that which he can do. So it is highly encouraged to do that which you're capable of doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and they say, what is this messenger that eats food and walks in the markets? Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a normal man. He was a man that felt pain. He was a man that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have taken the chapter, that would cry. A man that had emotion. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to do his routine acts at home, and this was normal. He was not a man that relied upon anybody around him, but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a humble man, took care of his affairs also. So this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his humility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes you and I of those who follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and grants us yani to have this beautiful characteristics of humility and humbleness. وجزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.